Have you ever heard of, now I can't think of the man's name. He was a photographer here. And he went up to Virginia Beach or somewhere up there, and before he left here, he started putting himself in trances. Oh, is that man's name? Go ahead, cut your thing off, and I'm going to go get it. People in that dress Amy made, see, those things like that. I just happened to think about that when I was talking about that dress. She had that picture made with that dress that she made for herself. And she never used a pattern. And at one time, she had around 20 young women working for her. See, she would design the clothes and cut out the dresses, and then one woman would make the sleeves, another one would do the tucking, another one would do this, that, and the other. And, you know, she had a room full of people working. And she worked at Kaiser's. She had a workroom at Kaiser's, for which she did not pay rent. But for years, she didn't make dresses for people who didn't buy the material at Kaiser's. Mr. Isidore Kaiser and Mr. Eddie Kaiser were wonderful to her.
Sounds like she had a remarkably...
Oh, she was talented. She was talented. She had a chance to go to New York one time, but she went up there and looked the situation over and decided she'd rather not. But she went to New York regularly. She loved to go to New York.
Now
that's one thing we did. We did get to travel.
Where are some of the other places you traveled?
We went to California. In 1928, we went out there in two cars, Jack Jackson and the YMCA man. They were going to take boys, and they didn't fill up the cars with boys, so they let me go along with them. Annabelle went, and Ms. Lewis went. And we drove out to California, and we drove up to St. Louis and went out that way and went to Colorado Springs. We saw Pike's Peak before we got that, you know, we saw it, the sun came out on it, and they just had a 15-inch snow. And then we got on to Colorado Springs, and we wanted to go up on Pike's Peak, the road was closed on account of the snow, and that was in June. And got our tickets, and they told us to ride the car train up. And they said, now we don't guarantee you're going to get to the top because we don't know where the snow, they had a snow shovel ahead of them trying to clear the track. We got to the top and the snow was level with the roof of the building. We couldn't see what that building on top of Pike's Peak looked like. And they had paths cut through the snow to the restrooms and up that way, you know. When we got off of the train, we walked right out on the snow and into the door. Well, I didn't know how high that thing was until we went back up there in 1932. We went back out, and we went on in Yellowstone Park that time. And we had bought about 50 cards, scenes in Yellowstone, and we were looking at them going from Cody, Wyoming into the eastern entrance to the park. We were looking, I'm passing them around to the folks in the car. We'd switch cars, you know, and we were just looking at them. And they said, you know these colors can't be. Said, they can't be like this. The colors in Yellowstone Park were prettier than the one on those postcards. That Mammoth Falls, whatever it was, oh, it was gorgeous. Perfectly beautiful. And that was, and we had a Negro man who went with us and rode in one of the cars to take care of the cleaning up. We were going to camp out, see, and fix our meals and things like that. We wasted so much time, we stopped doing that before we got halfway. And slept on, sleeping in tents and things like that. Okay, that took too much time.